Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Come on, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows. Millions of listeners. How sweet is that? Just by a click of Z button, and you could discover what the world has to say. Isn't that an exciting contribution to mankind? Our technology is overwhelming. Today's show is what we're going, it's not a show, it's more of a discussion. Remember, we're partnering Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, come on. Big yawn. And did you do your cat stretch? Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day. So if you have logged on, you're way ahead of everyone else. Because you make the decision on how your day is going to go. Yeah, no one else, just you. And last night, before you went to bed, what was your state of mind? Were you angry? Were you just fed up? Just mad at the whole world? Because nothing seems to be going your way? Now listen to me. Come on, close your eyes. Listen to me. Life responds to your outlook. The dreams you choose to believe in come to be. When you feel in your innermost being that you will achieve what you set out to do, you open the way for miracles. Choose to believe something good could happen. Expecting it to happen energizes your goal and actually gives it momentum. What you expect to happen happens. If you expect to succeed, you'll succeed. The intensity with which you impress your subconscious with a picture of your plan directly affects the speed with which the subconscious will go to work to attract the picture's physical counterpart by inspiring you to take the right steps, the right action. I have to be honest with you, darlings. I wondered if perhaps broadcasting 6:30 in the morning was too early. And then I thought, no. It's only going to be on Friday. So write that down on your calendar. Set the alarm. You see, I want to get you, while you're still not quite awake, but you're just laying there, just immersed in the delicious cat stretch. And you did promise me some time ago that you weren't going to jump out of bed. Remember, the heart, the body, and the mind went into repair mode 2 hours into sleeping the first 2 hours. So What was your attitude when you went to bed last night? More illnesses and dis-ease of the body are created by your thoughts. Now, look, I'm not a medical doctor, but I've studied the power of the mind for decades and decades. And let me tell you something. True confessions. I have a tendency to be controlling. Does that surprise you? Well, it shouldn't, because you see, I've been a solopreneur all my life. I had my own home-based business when I was 25. Boy, that made me happy. And I really couldn't live without knowing that I didn't have the power to build a business. And I did. A very successful business. Then I found, as I traversed through life, as I traversed the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara in Africa, that when I totally released, when I got out of my bloated way, miracles happened. When I totally released it, let go, let God, totally released it. I have to read something to you. I have it here. It's a message from God. Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. I really won't need your help, so relax and have a great day. I have no idea who your higher power is. Mine is God. And of course, you know, I studied Buddha and so on and so forth. But my point, release it. It is what it is. And today's topic, today's what we're going to talk about, discussion is what you can't live without. What will not make you happy. And they're spiritual and material. I have to read this poem to you. It's by Rita Kaufman. It is what it is. There are things you can't change to be happy. It's your thinking you need to rearrange. Accept whatever is unjust or not right in your mind, allowing you to embrace the peace you'll then find. I sneezed on it. It's the truth. Again. When those in your world sadden or disappoint you, forgive. Let go and move on. It's the thing to do. Surround yourself with positivity day after day for gladness and joy to be here and happily stay. Seek out people who think as positive as you, those who feel enthusiastic and optimistic too. Enjoy friends, fun, relaxation, and hobbies galore. And gratitude for the blessings that enrich you even more. The lady is brilliantly talented. And it all goes back to your choices. You're young and useful at any age if you're still planning for tomorrow. Are you planning your day? What is it today that you can't live without? What is it? It's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy what we have. That makes happiness. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number, 347-637-3789. That number again, 347-637-3789. And the gift is still there. Then you know I added. Now you need to call in. No emails, no nothing. If you want the two free gifts that I'm giving out today, from my heart, the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It only took me over 55 years of research and development to share with you how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Yeah, I'm the creator and the expert on really feeling good about yourself, looking good, because looks do matter. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. It just isn't going to happen. So you're going to get the ebook free. No strings attached. If you don't want to be in touch with me after you get the book, that's fine. But I know that you will, because there are some things that I need to explain more in detail, like acupressing your body. So you see, I cannot live without the techniques that I go through every morning. And once you've learned, oh darling, it's, you know, once you've learned them, they're yours for life, and it's going to change how you feel about yourself. Because attitude is everything. Now, let me do my disclaimer. I'm not a medical man, a PhD, nothing. I've just lived my life with visionary and futuristic insights. I mean, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And then at the age of 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life. Classical ballet. Oh, I knew the terms. And then I had a gym teacher that took me under her wing and opened opportunities for me that most kids today don't have privy to. She was my earth angel. I would not be sharing my past with you, my glorious past, without the aid of a grammar school gym teacher, Helen Flaherty, who took me by the hand and went downtown Chicago. I lived on the south side. And I checked coats at the Lyric Opera House. And I saw all of the ballets and the operas. And then I was introduced to the world of classical ballet at the age of 11. And at the age of 12, I was touring with a ballet ensemble. touring the States. I can't live without going back to that wonderful time in my life. Now remember, when I said the discussion today is what you can't live without, it's both spiritual and material. The calling number is 347-637-3789. And then I'm going to make a gift of my African Adventure Journal. I talked about the book on yesterday's show. And during the week, The Heart of the Lion, The Dark Continent by John Patrick and Kathy Watson. And so many people have indicated that they're interested in reading the journal, because I started it right from the minute I got into the cab to get to the airport and to visit that incredible continent. Yesterday's show was on money. Is that what you can't live without? Well, take part of that money and invest it in a trip to Africa, to Kenya, Nairobi, Samburu, Kikorok, Amboseli, Kiliguni. I was on a fam trip. That's when all of the travel agents get together and they want to go to a place that they're all interested in so that they could experience it and come back and tell their clientele that this is what you need to do. It changed my life. I sat in the front seat with Simon, our guide. They had early morning runs and late afternoon, you see, because the animals are a lot smarter than we are. They're up early in the morning before the heat sets in. And then they lollygag all afternoon and then come to life again around 4 or 5 o'clock. And I was told that while you're sitting next to Simon to feel the vibration and the contrasts of that incredible continent. And yeah, I know it was in the newspaper they had a disaster at one of the malls, but now remember, you're on a guided tour. I would go back in a heartbeat. You know, we could all take that trip together. Think about it. The food was excellent. The service superb. The contrasts unbelievable. You're on the dry, arid plains. I mean, really dry. And you look up and there's the desert rose. A bush with the desert rose. And it's dry. There isn't a drop of water anywhere. Then you round a bend and it's lush. It's the Samburu Lodge. Beautifully appointed. And then we drive the next day to Kikorok, where I slept in a tent. And I have photos of all of that. So if you want the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and if you want a copy of my journal for your own pleasure, then call in 347-637-3789. You can email. Now, you have to call in to get the book and the journal. But if you want to email me, it's kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. if you want to write. Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And the good news? Hallelujah! Bravo! Mazel tov! My domain name has been reinstated. You can now log on and read all about all things Kathy. www.CathiWatson, Kathy Watson speaks, speaks.com. Click on all of the Z buttons, and you will see that I can't live without performing. I cannot live without knowing that I could challenge myself and do 50 flights in under 13 minutes. You will know that I cannot live without writing the three books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Choices. That was just released October 2012. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. 14 different stories that are true. Just regular people like you and me, but they have this fire in the belly desire to make it to the top, to crawl out of tragedy, abuse, realizing that they had a story to tell, to help you. So what can you learn from choices? I don't know what your dream is, but it's never too late. Age has nothing to do with it. And you can overcome adversity and succeed. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. So how is your day going to go? It's your choice. And it's rather surreal, because you can live your life in paradise. But remember, I opened the show earlier and I said, it's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy what we have that makes happiness. Are you happy, content? What is it that you want? What is it that you can't live without? Now, some people have ideas of grandeur. So it really comes down to comparing, competing, or just living in the moment. Now, the book Choices is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And if you truly want to order a truckload, you could call me and I will give you a discount. Of course, that's determined by how many books you purchase. It's a book that you don't put on the shelf. It's timeless. It's there. Rudy, son of a migrant farm worker who reached the American dream. Sheila, brutally abused by stepmother, Brutal Betsy, made extreme progress. And she wants to say to you, don't take it. Get out. You have to read her story. Now, each chapter has a photo. So I've suggested that you go to the photo and look into their eyes and then read their story. Barbara from Germany, from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And then Joan, who at the age of 24 was told, oh, she's going blind. And there was no cure. But she's in her 40s now, ages mid-30 up to 80. She's in her 40s now. She said, well, Kathy, it was either going to be a crisis or an opportunity. And I just chose an opportunity. I embraced it, and I made it work. Her sight is impaired, but your attitude about the challenge and what you're going through will make a difference in the outcome. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Discover what the world has to say. And when you log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, be sure and click on the video. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot my third book, The Heart of the Lion. That's with Tom. Now, sidebar. And I'm only telling you, those that are listening this morning on Blog Talk Radio, Live with Kathy, Tom wrote another novel. And I talked with him yesterday, and he said, Kathy, it is the best one since The Heart of the Lion. It's my best work. Now, I'm going to get a copy of the manuscript. And when I do, we're going to do Celebrity Authors Have Ideals. And I'm going to resurrect shows on celebrity authors. Because there's Edith Nam, who has this incredible book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And Rita Kaufman is the gal that is writing this incredible poetry. And then we'll invite Tom to talk about his new book. And of course, I'll review the Elixir of Youth choices, and Tom and I will talk about how we met and so on and so forth. And by the way, his mother, Lee Puttrick, she's in the book Choices. Man, what a dynamic lady. She knew that she could not live her life without owning her own home-based business. So you see, that title, that discussion, just opens a plethora of avenues. Yours might be, I can't live my life without that first cup of coffee. Blinky, the silver fox, has the name. It's a cute little nickname because he shoots pool. And he had a pool stick, excuse me, that blinked on and off. So the guys that he shoots pool with decided to give him, in love, a nickname, Blinky. He makes the best coffee in the whole world. So I came up with, the best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. It was, there's another big brand that uses that, and I just took it and I improvised. So the best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. But that's later on in the day. This early in the morning, I have hot water with freshly squeezed lemon juice. It detoxes the whole body. And then you take it, and the rest of the lemon, you know, on your little brown spots. I just thought you'd need to know that. So we talk about what you can't live without. Now go back to my website. The introduction is 17 minutes. But I do have a DVD. And those of you who are kind of toying with the idea or thinking about inviting Roger and I to entertain your big corporation meeting, conventions, private affairs, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and I will send you one free. It's 4 minutes. I cannot imagine my life without being on a stage, performing, sharing. And you know, Shakespeare said, the whole world is a stage. And we're all actors and actresses. And having a talk radio show 4 times a week gives me the opportunity to put on my actress hat, my performance, because I'm performing, but it's reality. It is reality. So, a little sidebar right now. How many of you would like to have their own radio show? No, it doesn't cost gazillions. How would you like to have a presence on Blog Talk Radio? Oh, I don't know what to do. Of course you don't know what to do, because the dynamics change when you're talking about radio. It's a process. It's a continuing development. It's not instant. It's not a quick fix. It's a study, an evolution. The process of development is ongoing. Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency, and it's a great marketing tool. Now, the success formula for everything, I don't know what yours is. I don't know, are you in business, you have a service, you have a product, I have no idea. But the success formula, period, across the board is name recognition, exposure, and repetition. These fast food chains spend millions of dollars. So let's bring it closer to home. Live with Kathy is partnership driven. I don't know, some of you would say sponsor, you know, whatever you want, I don't care. But I think of it as a partnership, because I'm going to teach you how to be the host or hostess of your own show. But we're going to start with the first step. First, you get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. And let's talk about what you're all about. And then I'm going to offer you a 10-week commitment. Oh, it's so affordable. It's embarrassing. But this is how I give back. We devise a little mini-mercial, you know, 45 seconds, maybe 60 seconds. And it's all about you. It will be in my voice. At some point, I'm going to find out how I could get other people. Or you could call in every day. and do your own little commercial. Now wait, it gets better. I then invite you to be a guest, to co-host with me, of a date to be announced. Yeah, you heard me. You're going to co-host with me. Of course I'm going to guide you. But I told you that radio is an incredible marketing tool. The show is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on the date that you are on the show. Now, your first assignment, when you're under my umbrella, you're going to sit very quietly, just you, for the first airing. You're going to listen to yourself on my radio show. And then you're going to ask yourself, was I good? Was I convincing? Would you jump up and get in touch with you immediately to find out more about your service product, your book, your intention, your invention, whatever? How sweet is that? Wait, we're not done. And then you email the whole world. Oh, you've got to hear me. I was a co-host on Kathy's show, Live with Kathy. It's awesome. And then if there's any tweaking that has to be done, of course we tweak. At no extra cost. I'm making it so affordable, and you're going to work, you're going to learn with an expert. I've been on radio all over the world. I've been on television all over the world. I've been on international cruise ships all over the world as a guest lecturer. I've been on Oprah's show, 1996, Are You Afraid of Aging? I got myself on. You see, I couldn't live, and I can't live right now, without sharing the joys, the gratification, the choices that I made that came back to bite me in the butt, and choices that I made that embrace me today. So think about it. Do you want to partner with Kathy? You know how to do that. 847-882-8717. And you know we're living longer, so you're going to have more people following you. Here's a little article. By 2050, 834,000 will exceed 100 years of age. That was in the New York Times article in 1998. So you have your own talk radio show. And here it is. The show is reaching millions worldwide via the web who are searching for a radio show that's exciting, informative, and appeals to all ages. And it could be you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Chicago Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. You know I married an iron worker. And my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Nothing would be standing today without them. Nothing. Nada. Ništo. Ništo in Croatian is nothing. Nothing would be standing. You see, their work is buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And I just love knowing that I'm the torchbearer for the ironworkers. I love to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in the artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Take a career, not a job. But you have to log on www.ironworkers.org. It's a 4-year commitment apprenticeship. Hey, but you're getting paid while you're learning. Is it a match? I don't know. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Have an inquisitive mind. And it's for women too, you gals. It's open to everyone that truly wants to succeed and really want to feel the part of building. When I climbed the John Hancock, 94 floors, 50 floors, 94 floors, it wouldn't be there without ironworkers, the Empire State Building, the Lyric Opera, the Erie Crown Theater. Oh, man. Awesome. Now there are three other websites. First of all, you're going to log on ironworkers.org. And then if you want to see the website, they had an international ironworkers festival. And they were on the air with me August 9th. So log, it's archived, Kathy Watson. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on August 9th. They had people from all over the United States and Canada displaying the latest in safety and technology from the field. And then that is ironfest.com. Log on to youtube.com/Union Ironworkers. Then youtube.com/Ironworkers Impact. In the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity, man, they watch each other's back. Now, we talked about choices. You can't live without that book. It's timeless. So is the elixir. So is the heart of the lion. Rika is the 50-plus director, the consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Log on heparks.org, and you'll love her story in Choices. Divine intervention. You know, you never know in your 24 hours that you have been given the gift of. There might be an incident, there might be a word, there might be an episode that's going to literally change your life. And Rika experienced that on her trip to the south side of Chicago in 2005. Do you have a good CPA? I think September 15th, estimated taxes were to be submitted. But we have Greg McIntyre, and he has generously offered to help you with any of your little tax issues. And the operative word here is issue. I mean little. Matsukno, that means tiny in Croatian. And you could log on ahtax@ameritech.net. You could email him. What can't you live without? I can't live without knowing that my destiny is, my mission in life is to redefine and change the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally. Looks do matter. When you're on the web and you go to the internet and they have all of these scenes from Hollywood, if the actors and actresses have another facelift, then their skin is just going to go poof. There's no elasticity left. And it's great, you know, if you want to have a facelift, fine. But before you do that, go and get the book, The Elixir of Youth. There are facial exercises in there that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And did you know that as we grow older, we begin to slur our words? No, honey, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. Okay, but here's the good news, too. I've been using a product for the last 20 years, and I decided I better share it with you. Because I can't live without it. And it's a cream that will de-stress your face. You just put it on like a regular cream, you know. Make sure it's like you have sunglasses on. You don't put it right under the eye. It is so effective that you apply it only 3 times a week. And hey, guys, this is for you, too. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress is the leading factor in premature aging and could lead to premature death. What for? Live your life now. Not through someone else. Now, you can only get the cream by contacting me, and the email address is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It is so affordable, but I want you to know right now you'll pay for shipping and handling, and all sales are final. No returns. I don't have time. I don't have time. And you're not going to tell me you used it twice and you don't see any difference? Well, tell your skin that and tell Mother Nature and Father Time, hey, I've done nothing with my skin for 50, 60 years. And this is a very effective cream. You just keep using it. You'll love it. You got your pen and pad? Oh, did you look in the mirror? Did you tell yourself how marvelous and amazing you are? Take down this website, www.leticia.myshackley.com. She's in the book. Man, this lady has guts. 30-some years ago, she had a job. Corporate America, $30,000. She quit. And the president called her a traitor. He said, now we'll give you a 14% increase in salary if you'll stay. And the norm was 4%. She said, no, I want to build my own business. So she goes home and tells Jack, her husband, who has since passed away, and he said, you're out of your mind. Missy, turn right around and go back and get that job. He said, you'll never make it. Owning your own business. Well, that's all she needed to hear. Log on and hear her story. www.leticia.myshackley.com. So this is a call to action. Calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, this is our year. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Come on, gals, we know. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Now, there are people that are happy with corporate America. That's fine. But do you have that little niggly, burning desire to start your own business? It doesn't mean you have to quit your 9-to-5 job. But if you're off hours, on your days off, be creative. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Oh, Lee has it for you, a home-based business. That is a way to fulfill your dreams, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. No, you don't need a college degree. Yeah, you're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. More people, husbands and wives, couples, families, are becoming wealthy starting from nothing. And this could be you. It's a pandemic. Make it a family fair. Because they're embracing the power of a home-based business. I did it. And honey, there ain't nobody out there that could say, I don't know if you were younger than 25 years ago and you started your home-based business, then I'll concede. I'll say, okay, I'll take second position. But right now, I hold the honor of being the torchbearer for home-based businesses. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our discussion today is, what can't you live without? Come on, what makes you happy? Now, let's separate this. How about, let's put the money, the material things, and the possessions, the stuff that you need. Does a joyful day at the beach make you happy? How about, I've had so many people say, oh, I couldn't live in a climate that didn't have the four seasons. And then get Vivaldi's work. Winter, spring, summer, fall. We love the warm weather. We've experienced all of the seasons. But when I'm sailing, I want to go to the hot spots. But we stay out of the sun. We've learned that. You get about 10 minutes every day without any sunscreen, because it's nourishing for your body. But please check with your doctor. Can you stay in the present moment, focusing and enjoying your life right now? Now, Rita has another poem that is absolutely incredible, Thinking Through the Senses, but hopefully I'll have time to close with it. Contentment consists not in great wealth, but in few wants. Are you one of these that can't live without being able to afford a lavish lifestyle? Who cares? I have a friend, an acquaintance, that can't live without his passion, motorcycles, that could go up to $42,000. And believe it or not, there are some that cannot live without their robot chauffeur-driven cars. What can't you live without? What happiness begins with what? Are you a joy to live with? Is more ever going to be enough? Many gals will say, oh, I can't live without a man in my life. I have to be married. Oh, I can't. And then I'm going to ask all of you, can you have your cake and eat it too? Thinking through the senses. Think pleasant thoughts, especially before bed. Choose positive words to clear your head. Think of something to make you smile, then repeat them as you relax for a while. Think of something nice that you see each day. Envision it in your mind's eye to make it stay. An enjoyable movie, family photo, or a delicate tree, a painting, or a child sitting upon your knee. Think of the smell that brings you joy and delight to help you peacefully close your eyes at night. Morning coffee just brewed, or a warm apple pie, a piping hot turkey, or beautiful flowers nearby. Think of something that makes your taste buds soar. Then treat yourself to the memory even more. Ah, spaghetti and meatballs, or a delicious cake. Cookies, ice cream, or hot soup to make. Think of something you touch that brings warmth inside. Something cozy or tender to remember with pride. A child's little hand, or golden sand on the beach. Long silky hair, or that special star you can reach. Think of the many sounds that you can happily hear. Things that bring delightful music to your ear. The rustling of crisp leaves, or people laughing with joy. Your favorite songs, or the cry of a newborn baby boy. Use your senses and the power of the five we own. Use them wisely and well to set a positive tone. Let them enrich your life from morning till night and bring smiles to your face with energy just right. Rita Kaufman. Absolutely right on. So, darlings, you're going, the weekend is coming. I want you to think about what you can't live without. Are you comparing? You know, you could only drive one car. And you've heard me say this time and time again. You only live in one house. And you want to know what the reality is? No one really cares. All they care about is what you think about them. So I coined two phrases, never waste an entrance or an exit. And never apologize for what you're wearing. And if you can't live without the designer purse, the designer outfit, the Lamborghini, the Maserati, then go on. Remember, do it if you can't live without it. Until Tuesday at 11 a.m., think positive, morning, noon, and night. Until then, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir, Kathy.